My name is Maarten de Meijer. I work as a software engineer for a company, a game development company called Fishing Cactus. I have a background in both .NET development and game development, and in that context, I'm porting technology, our gaming engine, over to Phone 7. It's game development, both normal games and serious gaming. We're trying to focus on original creative game concepts that we're developing for digital distribution platforms. Serious gaming is technically kind of like a game, but not with an intention to purely entertain. It's also meant to educate or to help people, to assist people with certain objectives. It's a game called Shift. It's actually Shift 2, the successor of the original Shift. It started originally as a flash game. It's a bit of a cult flash game. It's gotten quite popular. Which was ported originally to iPhone and has been quite a success on iPhone. And now with the Phone 7 platform coming out, it's a great opportunity to move the same game also to Phone 7 and see how it does there. It's a puzzle platformer, so it's a 2D game based around the concept where you can alter the world to achieve your goal. So Xenia is a framework API which provides a lot of functionality with regards to rendering or input management, things like that. It has been expanded a bit for Phone 7, so you have handling of things like the touchscreen, which is handled by Xenia. But on Phone 7, it's a compact version of Xenia that's running, so it's actually a subset of the Xenia that runs on PC and Xbox. So anything that runs on Phone 7 will also run on PC and Xbox. Very easy actually. The original engine was written in C++. Moving it to C Sharp with a similar syntax went quite quickly. It's just a question of copying, pasting, and refactoring a bit. And all the lower level stuff that was handled in C++ by, for instance, DirectX, was easily replaced by Xenia functionality. Because it shows a fun game, it shows it's easy to develop games for Phone 7, which would be a nice change. So I think that's quite interesting.